Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor A Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You're welcome here to this religious-themed broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 2 Kings, beginning with chapter 21, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations helps to maintain online and offline programs and services, such as job coaching and employment services, and other help-forward programs for new and existing middle-income family households. Shop Avon with me locally or online at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens. Available 24/7. Phone ordering and customer care is available Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Startup kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between, spelled S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my daughter and my son, my youngest daughter and son. Also, it's the state of Missouri, Aaron Hall, Kylie Jenner, and Angie Harmon's birthday. We remember James Conway photographer Farley. Tomorrow, we remember Alex Haley and Robin Williams. It's Sons and Daughters Day, and it's Soul, Chris Hemsworth, and Viola Davis's birthday. Thursday, we remember Helen Hurley Brown, and it's National Left-Handed Day. Friday, in theaters, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. and Straight Outta Compton. Birthdays, we have Susan, actress Cynthia Olson, Mila Kunis, Palmer Williams Sr., Steve Martin, Halle Berry, and Jackie Harry. Saturday, we remember Ron Palilio and Julia Childs. For birthdays, the country of India, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lawrence, and Joe Jonas. Sunday, we remember Elvis Presley, and it's Madonna, Angela Bassett, Steve Carell, and Reginald TV's Carl Winslow Vale Johnson's birthday. For entertainment announcements, Charlie Theron adopted a second child. The little girl named August was born in the United States and joins brother Jackson, who's three. Taylor Swift met her godson, actress Jamie King's one-month-old son, Leo, meeting my boy, the Bad Blood Singer caption, a precious July 29th photo. Mary J. Blige has joined the cast of NBC's The Wiz. The singer will play Evelyn, the Wicked Witch of the West, alongside Queen Latifah's Wiz in the December 3rd live broadcast. Zoe Deschanel and film producer Jacob Pechenik were married in Austin June 21st and later welcomed a daughter. Mark Zuckerberg announced July 31st that he and wife Priscilla Chan are expecting their first child, a girl. He noted it on his Facebook page. And we will keep them in our prayers box because he also commented that they had suffered 3 miscarriages prior to this pregnancy. Zayn Malik inked a solo record deal with RCA. One Direction's first single without Malik, Drag Me Down, broke Spotify's record for most streams in one day with 4.75 million. In our prayers box, we have Reba McEntire and Narvel Blackstock on their recent separation of 26 years of marriage. We also keep the Houston family, Whitney Houston's family and friends in our thoughts and our prayers. Yesterday was her birthday. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Let's also keep the city of Ferguson, Missouri, in our prayers. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. Exhale out all the negativity of the weekend, of today, or of what you have to do this evening. I would also like to announce a TV special, Teen Choice Awards, on Sunday, August the 16th, on Fox, beginning at 8, 7 Central. Now, let's say a meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly. I am strong, I am gentle, I am proud, I am humble, I am confident, I am beautiful, I am intelligent, I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again, and slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore, for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation, in Jesus' name, my soul says, amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books. In the books are chapters. And the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Kings, beginning with chapter 21, verse 1. My audience, let's prepare for our religious theme discussion. Let's begin. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah, or Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. And he reared up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his sons pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearkened not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake by his servants, the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, hath done these abominations, and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did, which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah, that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance, and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which was evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, besides his sin wherewith he made Judah to sin, and doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin that he had sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the King of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house in the garden of Uzzah. And Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulamith, and the daughter of Haraz of Jotbah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshiped them. Pausing for a moment, we have discussed how many of the kings were taught by their fathers, and they performed the same injustices from the generations before, and God was not pleased. There were only a few kings of leadership during this time who obeyed the instructions of the Lord. So in verse 22, and he forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Amon fired against him, and slew the king in his own house. And the people of the land slew all of them that had conspired against King Amon. And the people of the land made Josiah, his son, king in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And he was buried in his sepulchre in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah, his son, reigned in his stead. Now Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adiah of Bascoth. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may sum the silver which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the door hath gathered of the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of the doers of the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the doers of the work which is in the house of the Lord, to repair the breaches of the house. Unto carpenters and builders and masons, and to buy timber and hone stone to repair the house. How about there was no reckoning made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, because they dealt faithfully. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. And Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought the king word again, and said, thy servants have gathered the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of them that do the work, that have the oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, and Ashbor, the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan, the scribe, and Azariah, a servant of the king's, saying, Go ye, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all of Judah, concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book, to do according unto all that which is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Ashbor, and Shaphan, and Azariah went up unto Huldah, the prophetess. Pausing for a moment. The prophetess is a female prophet. And we have discussed prophets and their prophetics, meanings that they believe that God speaks to them. And they're a little different from ministers, priests, imams, rabbis, etc. They have their own special tasks within God's kingdom. Actually, prophets were first before the priests, and priests were first before kings. The wife of Shalom, the son of Tikvah, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe, now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. And she said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Tell the man that sent you to me, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil upon this place, and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah hath read. Because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place, and against the inhabitants thereof, that they become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes, and wept before me. I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. Behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into the grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I will bring upon this place. And they brought the king word again. Continuing with chapter 23. And the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant, which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by a pillar, and made a covenant before the Lord, to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments, and his testimonies, and his statutes, with all their heart, and with all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and for all the host of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. And he put down the adulterous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burned incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heaven. And he brought out the grove from the house of the Lord, without Jerusalem, unto the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast the powder thereof upon the graves of the children of the people. And he brake down the houses of the Sodomites,
that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba, and break down the high places of the gates that were entering in of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on the man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places came not up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they did eat of the unleavened bread among their brethren. And he defiled Tophath, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech. And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the son at the entering in of the house of the Lord, by the chamber of Nathamelech, the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the son with fire. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chambers of Ahaz, which the king of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, did the king beat down and break them down from thence, and cast the dust of them into the brook Kidron. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had builded for Ashtoreth, the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Shamash, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom, the abomination of the children of Ammon, did the king defile. And he brake in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high places which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the high places he brake down and burned the high places and stamped it to small to powder and burned the grove. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the sepulchres that were there in the mount and sent and took the bones out of the sepulchres and burned them upon the altar and polluted it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. And our last verse for our read along, verse 17 of chapter 23. Then he said, "What title is that I see?" And the men of the city told him, "It is the sepulchre of the man of God, which came from Judah, and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel." And that's where we'll stop, and we'll continue with verse 18 of chapter 23 next time. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@charleneonline.org. Do not read ahead. If you feel led, read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends. This has been your hostess. I thank you for reading along at the New Monday Show with me. May you have a blessed and productive week, and don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do. Do, and the God of peace shall be with you.